Back now on Bears Blitz, brought to you by Xfinity. It's Thursday. That means Larry is back with us, senior writer, ChicagoBears.com, Larry Mayer. Okay, the offense has to score some points here. They have only scored as many as 28 so far this season, and you have an opponent that's been very generous so far in their first five games of the season. They obviously need to score their points this week. Will they? And how important is it going to be in order to do that, especially when you look at what Matt Ryan and company do on the other side?
Well, you know, I'm going to sound like one of the players now and say it's more about the Bears than actually about the Falcons.
And execution.
Exactly. What do you think about your team's execution?
I'm in favor of it.
There you go. One of the greatest lines ever.
Sean McKay.
Exactly. Old Tampa Bay Buccaneers guy. But so we're digressing here a little bit. But, no, you're right. It's all about the Bears in terms of scoring points. The Atlanta Falcons have not been that great on defense. They are a completely different team when they play in the Georgia Dome, however. They don't have a huge pass rusher that you're afraid of, but they can manufacture pressure on the quarterback. It's important that the Bears avoid the self-inflicted wounds like the turnovers and the penalties that have plagued them in the last several weeks. They obviously have the talent to perform better. They need to perform better. Aaron Kromer today, I thought, was very interesting talking about they're healthy in practice now, and he's seeing that they're practicing faster. Mm. And if you have a receiver that's maybe slowed up a little bit in practice, that affects everyone. So he sees evidence that this is going to improve, and I believe it will improve. And, you know, guys, the interesting thing to me, though, is scoring's down about 4 points a game. But if you look at last year and you compare it to this year, the Bears had 14 offensive touchdowns after five games last year. They have 13 this year. They had 10 turnovers in their first five games last year. They have 10 turnovers this year. Mm. So the numbers really aren't all that different. It's just that the turnovers have come in very inopportune times.
You mentioned the practice looking a little faster to Aaron Kromer. Yeah, Matt Forte is second in the NFL in reception so far, which is kind of a cool thing. Okay, 36. But, you know, in order for this offense to really be clicking, it shouldn't be that way. It should be 15 and 17. You know, Marshall and Jeffrey, they should be the ones leading the way in those reception columns, right?
Well, I think part of the thing is that they've been hampered by injuries a little bit. They were both hurt in the season opener. I think that's affected it a little bit. But I think Jay Cutler's done a good job of spreading the ball around. And I really am not bothered by that much, Chris, because Matt Forte, I believe, is a really underrated player who is not just a guy that you're dumping the ball off to. This is a guy that when you get the ball to him in space, can make guys miss and make big plays. We saw it in Carolina when he turned a short pass into a 56-yard gain. It could have been a little bit more if he would have gotten a block down the sideline. But this is a guy, I believe against Tampa several years ago, he had a real long run on a screen pass as well. So if you get the ball in his hands in the passing game, I think it's great. I know a lot of people have been criticizing Jay Cutler for his decision-making this year, and that's appeared in a couple of the interceptions. But when you think about it, I think generally his decision-making has been good. When was the last time you ever saw him dump the ball off 12 times to a running back? That's how many receptions Forte had in the game.
Or tuck and run it for significant yards. Use his legs. He's got, you know, he's got the ability to scramble, too, and make a difference with his legs. Some of the decision-making that Jay's done this year, obviously he's matured. It's just the thing that just continues to just drive you up the walls. You're late in the game, and you see him looking, and he kisses that golden arm and fires one in there, and it's like, no, don't do that. But I guess that's what you get when you have a gunslinger, quote-unquote, as a quarterback. But I want to go back to something else that you were talking about, and that is you asked about the numbers with the wide receivers. My theory is that, you know, when guys go out there and give you whatever they've got, that's all that you can ask of them. You can't ask anymore. And maybe what it does is it shapes the team in a little bit different direction for a while. But then you come back and you're stronger because of that. Because now people are looking at Matt Forte and going, hey, man, this guy's serious out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. We got to cover him. We got to account for him. Well, what about Brandon? Well, is he back to full speed? What about Alshon? Is he back to full speed? Oh, we forgot about Martellus Bennett. Somebody's going to be open.
Right. I mean, you could make an argument that the Bears have the best receiving core if you include the running back and the tight end in the NFL. I know they've been compared a lot to the Atlanta guys, and it's going to be interesting to watch those four receivers on the field on Sunday down in the Georgia Dome. But you're right. They have plenty of weapons, and it was interesting today. Mark Trestman was asked, how are you going to try to get the ball to guys other than those four that you mentioned? And he said, we're not. You know, we like these guys. We'll put these four against anybody. And you're right. It gives a lot of options. And the good news right now for Bears fans is that the receivers are healthy. They're practicing at full speed. Aaron Kromer said it. There were a couple of weeks that they didn't know Brandon Marshall was going to play until Saturday, the day before the game. No matter how good you are, that's going to affect the offense.
Hey, we saw the emergence of Dawson a little bit, too, in the passing game. What was the deal with his situation? Why was he out there and Rosario?
Dante Rosario.
Why was he out there? Is there something going on, again, a new
Not necessarily. I think what the situation was with Michael Ola playing left tackle. The Bears kept Martellus Bennett in the block on more occasions and used Dante Rosario as the second tight end as a passing option. And I think you saw him catching a bunch of balls because, like I said, they were checking down, throwing underneath the coverage, and he was in the flat most of the time.
Jiggs has Rosario. Rosario Dawson. I can't blame him for doing that.
Dawson's Creek, right?
Maybe she'll be.
No, not Dawson's soon. Creek.
Maybe she'll be signed soon. Back to Jay for a moment. This franchise obviously put its belief and trust in Jay with the contract that they gave him, but. You know, based on, again, what's happened the last couple of weeks, there's still something that he has to prove along the way here within this offense with the trust that they have placed in him not to go back and get above those mistakes that he's made and been a part of his career to this point, isn't there?
It's interesting. I think every game is a new proving ground for players, and no one was talking about this earlier in the season when he threw 6 touchdown passes and no interceptions in back-to-back games. It's obviously come up now because he's made a couple of bad decisions. We saw it against Carolina, the 2 interceptions. This is a guy that's got a great arm. He can make all the throws. The Bears believe in him. But like you said, those are a couple of throws that he'd be the first one to say that he wanted to have back.
All right, we have much more to come here. We thank Larry for joining us here on Bears Blitz, brought to you by Xfinity. Enjoy the Waffle House maybe Sunday morning. Got that on your agenda?
Well, there's about 1,000 of them down there, so you can't miss one.
Yeah, and Rosario Dawson.
And Jiggs has a Rosario Dawson movie coming up later on tonight. Larry Mayer, senior writer, ChicagoBears.com. We'll talk more, Matt, when we come back after this timeout. Matt Forte went up against the league's number one tackler a week ago in Charlotte. This week, he'll go up against the league's number 2 tackler. Not if Matt's protection can't help it, though. Keep those guys away from him. More Bears Blitz when we come back.